Find yourself up in your head a lot of the time during the day? If so, chances are that you're thinking about things that happened in the past, which can lead to depression, things that you regret or things that happened that you didn't like. Or you can be stuck in the future, which is worrying about things usually, and or just being out in la-la land. In terms of not being right here, right now, just kind of being out in space and, you know, not being right here, right now. And mindfulness is got tons of research in terms of demonstrating its effectiveness in terms of treating a lot of different mental health conditions, including anxiety, depression, substance abuse, pain management, chronic pain, OCD, eating disorders, trauma. I mean, there's a lot of different disorders that we know today are helped with mindfulness. So I'm going to teach you three skills today. In this first video, I'm going to teach you what's called observe and describe, which is observing what's happening, what you're thinking, how you're feeling, how you're reacting, observing and describing things that are going on outside of you, maybe things that other people are doing or saying, and you're just doing it like this. I notice that my shirt is torn in two places, and I notice that my skin underneath is cut, and I notice that I feel silly for having cut myself on something sharp. And I noticed that I wanted to get angry that my new shirt was torn to pieces. Okay, so just noticing it happening, but not getting attached to it, noticing it like it's happening in a movie. So that's the first skill, is observe and describe. And that allows you to use your Teflon mind. And remember, your Teflon mind just lets things, feelings, thoughts, things that are going on around you go into your mind and slip out, just like a Teflon mind, a Teflon pan. The thought comes in, the feeling comes in, the situation comes in your consciousness, and then it leaves. Remember, emotions only last about 90 seconds if you don't do anything to make it worse. So try practicing observe and describe. And in the next video, I'm going to teach you another skill for mindfulness. So tune in.